Hello! Now we are going to have a special interview with the winner of the Innovation Award, PHP for the year 2016, Christian Wiig. Hello, Christian. Congratulations for your award.
Hello, Manuel. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, let's pretend we did not talk today already about this. Yes, prize, I'm going to give it to you. Okay, take it. I'm going to... Did you get it there? Okay, I'm afraid you have to wait a few weeks before you can brag to your friends, your country developers, but we can... you can see already that your elephant will have a personalized stripe with your name. And the winner of the Innovation Award of 2016. And you have also earned another award as part of Team France. So France won the Innovation Award as, well, collectively. There are two other winners in Team France besides you. There is also Lionel Leveux. I learned French many years ago, but I haven't practiced it much. But and then there is also Ki Owang. In reality, Ki Owang also been a great contributor. He's from Vietnam, but he lives in France. So you also will receive an elephant, but he has his own personalized stripe,
right?
Like Lionel Leveux as well. I still have to attach these to their elephants, and they'll be shipped soon to your country. So we are here just to talk briefly about your participation and just sharing the script here so people have an idea of what exactly means this award, where it did it came from. So they understand that you did not have to bribe me. And as you may see here, these are the final standings. So you have won with 12 packages and 95 points. Also great participations of Dave Smith that went second with 54 points.
He did better than me.
I wouldn't say better, but he also participated very well. I think he had to work on some projects and was not able to participate in all months.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Six packages is still a lot. You enter with 12, and 12 is like one a month. And I know, because I already have several packages of yourself in the queue to approve. So the world needs to wait because the site is being swamped with many great packages and very little time to approve them all, but we'll get there. Then in third came Johnny Maston, then others. I'm not going to mention all of them. There is a dedicated recordings to talk about the standings in 2016. Collectively, France also won. This is not always the case, because sometimes the winner of the country is not the country that won collectively. So France contributed with 16 innovative packages, and 12 of which are from Christian Wiig. So let's get to know a bit better about Christian. So I will start asking in this interview if you could tell a bit more about yourself. Where did you come from? I know you are from France, but not exactly where. Where do you live? What you do? Where do you work? Well, those regular things that people want to know about yes. An individual.
Well, I'm living in France, as you have guessed. I was born in the suburbs of Paris, and I spent half of my life there. And then I chose to go to a distant area from Paris, something like 26 years ago, because I met my wife, and we are now living something like 200 kilometers west to Paris, near Le Mans. You know, the 24 hours of Le Mans, maybe?
Well, I heard of Le Mans, the racing arena. Well, I don't know if that's the right name to call it. You know, I've never been to France. I flew over France, but not exactly there.
But if you come,
once I'll be there, at least.
If you come to France, you will be welcome.
Yes, it's in my visiting list. Many people go, for instance, to New York. Never been to New York, but I have been many times in the United States. So don't worry. wait for me. I'll be there. My wife has been in France already. She loved it. But women love all those. Should I call romantic places? Is it would be a good description? Okay, but we're here to get to know you. So, Seb, you are from France. You live in the suburbs of Paris. And what else?
Not yet. Now I'm living in far away from Paris.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you have to know that 200 kilometers from Paris is far away.
I know. I was born in Portugal. I know 200 kilometers is already another country.
Yes, and I'm living in a small village.
So you are living in Switzerland? No, not that far.
No.
Okay. So
okay.
What else? What do you work on?
Currently?
Yes.
Yes. Currently, I'm working on. Several small projects, mainly in the PHP area, but I have more than 30 years of experience, so PHP is one of my languages, one of my skills, but I also worked in C# and C++, C, and even assembly language. In fact, the first company I worked for was a mainframe manufacturer. It was in 1985. Mm-hmm. The company name was Control Data. And I learned almost everything there.
It's like many years ago, or was it recent?
Ah, yes. And, since then, I'm curious of everything. So, for example, I worked for a small software editor that worked for public resting homes and hospitals. I worked for Philips in France in a wireless communications field, and I've been handling many projects. For example, in Philips, the case was automate the certification testing for mobile phones. We used several technologies for that. We used SQL Server, Microsoft, C++, C#, and even a PHP MySQL. Well, I've done lots of different things, and this is what I'm looking for to make
yes.
things.
Yes, I noticed that you published a lot of components that are Windows related. So I understand that your C# background help.
C# and C and C++ under Windows.
Yes, yes, that is good to know. And other than that, I know that you have already have some packages in the queue to be approved. Seem like innovative ones. I'm not sure yet because I did not fully review them. It seems that they are. So I wonder if you have any plans to send more innovative packages. Are all your packages being submitted intentionally innovative, or you're just submitting packages that you have ready there with you, and let's see how it goes. What are your plans?
Well, in fact, I have over the years, I have developed a small framework or a toolbox. Call it whatever you like. So it contains more than 300 classes. And I
that's a lot.
Yes, but some of them are really small. And I still have to publish some classes from this toolbox. And apart from that, I have many, many ideas to implement.
Yes. So, well, that's good to know. I'm sure the whole community appreciates because you have submitted many innovative packages, and they are, well, in my opinion, they seem to be carefully thought, not only for being innovative for the sake of innovation, but to be truly useful. I remember several packages, but I think it would probably be better if we could just give a brief tour of your packages. Can you show your packages you published this year and tell a bit more about them, why, what they do, and just briefly what they do and why did they do them?
Okay, do you want me to share my screen?
Yes, that is nice because you can see the package, how it looks like, what it does, if it has some screenshots better or some, well, just give a brief tour. Well, that's me.
Okay. And can you see?
Okay, now I can see. So we have several of them, and well, you can mention by that order, probably it's easy. We can see those that are nominated.
Well, I will try to be quick because there are, I think, more than 27.
Yes. No, I mean the innovative ones.
Oh.
Not the 27, just the 12, please.
Oh, the 12. Okay, so here is a DB String Store.
Yeah.
I designed this one to store strings in one single table and use an integer key to retrieve them. It was for optimization purposes. When you know that you will have to store the same string several times, so it avoids duplications. And it comes from a personal initiative where I wanted to retrieve log files from my remote servers, and I knew that there will be many, many duplicates. So this is why I designed this class.
Yes, I remember that package because it did something clever, which is to store strings in a database, but avoiding taking too much space, which is good because many of them are probably repeated many times.
Yes, and it's good also for queries.
Yes, well, that one is 2015. It's just the 16 ones because those are the ones that got you the prize.
Sorry?
The next, you are... yeah. Comment just the ones you published in 2016.
Which one? The,
all of 2016.
16, okay. Okay, so... asynchronous command came from the need to run a command and retrieve its output without having to wait for the command to terminate.
Okay.
So this is useful for long process. You can of course, it's a little bit more complicated than calling a simple system command, but you have a total control over the child process. So you can stop it if you find that the output contains some string that I don't know, signals an error or things like that. Yeah. It has been designed to work on both Windows and Unix platforms.
Yeah, that's interesting. What about the others?
So the others in 2016. Oh, this one. This one is huge. Well, it's like the C function get OPT, but a little bit more elaborated. For example, you can define. It's used for command line scripts. So you define the parameters.
You define them in XML. I remember that one.
Your script.
The parameters. Yeah. So, you separate the support of the arguments to a separate file.
Yes. So for example, define an XML string, which starts with a command tag. You can specify a usage string, and then you define each parameter. So for example, in the highlighted text, you can see a flag named Boolean flag, which can have as many aliases as you want. So in this case, there is one alias called BF. And inside the tag, you have the help text for the parameter.
So
when you type your script, when you execute your script with the minus help parameter, it will display all the help you put in your command line definition.
Yes, that's nice. And okay, so what? Let's move on to the next.
Okay, on our list to Windows Drive.
I see. It, because we mentioned that already in a separate recording, but you can just tell a bit about it here again.
Okay. It was just an exercise to test how I could use the WMI API in Windows, so Windows management interface to retrieve information from the system. So in this case, the task was to retrieve all the available driver letters together with their properties, whether it was a fixed drive, a USB drive, removable drive, and so on.
Okay. And the next one would be
buffered query.
Oh, I see.
Okay. This came from the IE that, if you have several thousands of inserts to perform in your database, it would be a good idea to group them together. So this class acts like a buffer. You say, I want to insert these thousands of records. And when your buffered limit is reached, the class issues a real insert query against the database to insert all the records you have collected so far.
Yeah, so it becomes much more efficient to execute queries to the database, right?
Yes, right, because executing an insert with 1,000 records is more efficient than executing 1,000 inserts.
Okay, so the next one, I suppose, this one was of March, right? The path of Windows, no?
In 2016, there is a PHP path, Windows and Linux.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so again, this was to cope with the Windows and Unix environments, and also provide some utility functions like walking through a directory in much the same way as the Unix find a command and things like that. It's a set of utility functions. And one key function allows you to retrieve the real path of the file, if it does not exist, which currently PHP does not support. Okay?
Yes, sure. So the next one would be the PDF to text, right?
Ah, yes.
It's very popular.
This is my biggest one.
Yes.
I did not think it would have such a success. So it extracts text from PDF files, which is not an easy task. I'm still adding new features because currently I do not support things like RTN languages and things like that. It's entirely written in PHP, which can be convenient if you're in a shared hosting environment. Because you could use the Linux popular tools to do that, but in a shared hosting environment, it's not always possible. And yes, it has a great success, and it's even faster than the Linux PDF tools, which are written in
C++. Yeah, that's good. Okay, so the next one would probably be like the RTF tools, right?
RTF, oh yes, so this one is a set of classes to process RTF documents in the RTF file format. So you have several classes. For example, want to parse RTF contents, want to merge RTF different RTF documents, want to extract the text from RTF documents. There is also template class, a templating class that allows you to create that allows you to process RTF documents with certain keywords inside and generate things like mailing, things like that. It's an old document format, so there is a little documentation about this. So this is a survival tool.
Yeah. Okay. So the next one would be
search larger files.
Oh, I see. I remember this one. This is interesting.
Ah, yes. I designed this one, having in mind the RTF tools, because they rely on this class. The principle is to be able, more or less, to search within a file, whatever its size, as you could do to search in a string held in memory. So this class uses a buffer cache mechanism to keep in memory only the latest chunks of file that have been searched and things like that. So depending on the systems, if you have a fast I/O systems, it could even be as fast as searching through string in memory. Okay.
Okay, so the next one should be the one of SSH, right?
Ah, yes, SSH. A big issue. It relies on the SSH extension, but tries to overcome the limitations from both the SSH protocol and the libssh2 library. Using this class, you can run commands of arbitrary length. You can connect in the same script several servers, and you can access the remote server using the SFTP protocol, and it provides more more features than the ones that are currently implemented in PHP. So, for example, changing file permissions, renaming files, etc. Okay, you can do that in PHP, but you have to look into many different areas. So this class consolidates everything.
Yeah, yeah. So okay.
I did that much. Sorry.
I think there is some echo.
Is it okay?
I don't know if you ever are playing back the video. Anyway, so the next package is.
Process list. System process list. So this class allows you to retrieve the list of currently running process on your system whether you are running on Windows or on Linux. So it gives you the information in a consistent way. The same version of the class will give consistent results, whatever your platform is. Okay?
Okay, so I think the last one is the random access file, right?
Right. Right. Well, this class is simply used to process binary files which are having records of a fixed size. It's only for that. So in the 70s and 80s, we called that random access files.
Yeah.
Simply.
Okay, so this one is to access files.
Yeah.
And fixed data length, which is easier to scan when you want to find certain.
Yeah, sure.
Rows. Okay. Well.
You can use it. It provides an array access. It implements array access.
Yeah, an iterator.
Interfaces. So.
Yeah. Okay, this is interesting. Thank you for covering all the packages with much detail because there are so many. And well, now I would like to ask you if somehow the Innovation Award helped you to get better opportunities, if you have been showing your award to other people.
Well, I think it will, but it happened only a few days ago, so it's a little bit fresh.
The previous nominations for the packages, if they have been helping them or you somehow, you haven't been showing them to other people.
Well, not yet, but since I got the Innovation Award for 2016, I will start to show.
Yeah. Now you can put it in your resume.
Yes.
Okay. Another question that I wanted to comment is that. Just reaching the end of this interview, it's more if you are available for companies or anybody listening to this interview, if you would be that maybe you'd be interested to hire you, maybe they can use your classes to help in their projects or some other thing they are interested in your work. How can they contact you to hire or just ask for support?
Well, through phpclasses.org, through my email, christian.vig@wateringbytes.com, by phone, and even by a home pigeon.
Sorry?
Oh, sorry, it was a joke.
No. Oh, okay.
I was talking about
a pigeon, but well, I don't know if you can find pigeons that go in your direction, but so if they just go to the your PHP classes profile and they can use the contact forms to.
Yes, and they will be welcome.
Okay, that is fine. So now just one question, not specifically regarding your participation, but in general, if you can tell me at least one thing that you like about PHP classes, and then one thing that you'd like to be improved, and then one thing that you find it is missing and you like to be implemented in the site, what could be those three things?
Okay, the first thing, what I like in PHP classes is that it is a great source of inspiration because there are many contributors who have excellent ideas. So it's always inspiring to see the work from other people. And,
okay, so that would be the thing that you like more. The thing that you like more. So what about one thing that you probably do not like or would like to be improved? What could that be?
One thing that I would like to be improved.
Yes, you can be honest. Okay.
One thing I would like to be improved in is the interface to writing articles.
Oh, I see. The blog system.
Yes.
Yes, you're right. You are right. I also like that to be improved.
Because, well, in general, it's a rather okay. Personally, I'm doing the HTML page on my PC. Then I do copy and paste. But when you have to deal with images, you have to store them in the blog and reference them from your article. And
yes.
It's a little bit tedious, but
yeah,
it's okay.
Okay, no, I understand. I also like that to be improved, so it's not... I have to tell the programmer to improve that. And by the way, what about if it adds support to write articles in Markdown and it would just render it just like that and without further effort, just like write Markdown and everything will be appearing in place. Would it be enough for you?
Yes, it would be a good idea because Markdown is pretty easy and fast to write.
Because I don't know, sometimes Markdown is can be limited for some purposes.
Well,
I'm not sure.
I don't know if there is a standard for that, but I know there are so many different interpretations.
Yes, that is also a challenge.
Yeah.
Maybe a limited implementation of Markdown probably would not be enough. Now, one last question about the features is, could be one feature that the site does not provide, but you would like to be implemented?
Well, with regards to younger developers,
like yourself?
No, I'm a dino, you know. I think that on my side, everything is okay, but younger developers know many other tools. Have some requests. I don't know. I saw that you implemented something for Composer.
Yeah, that's like
which is a tool I do not use.
Yeah, that's like three years ago.
Yeah.
Yes. Some things were implemented many years ago, but they do not get the exposure, so people do not think they are there. For instance, to import from Git repositories, it's since 2011, and very few people knew it. So the interface had to be improved to make that obvious. So nowadays, if you have, for instance, a package in GitHub, you can just paste the URL in the contribute page, and it does everything. Without much effort, because in the past it was a bit tedious. You have to add the package, import the repository, import the files, choose the roles, set the roles, the description.
Yes, but you
see, yes, nowadays the site can detect if you have new repositories in GitHub and send you a link for you to confirm that you would like to import that package. Now the site is guessing, scanning your mind. Oh, I have a package to import. It sends you a link. And I've tried that. That was implemented recently, like two months ago. But I'm holding that feature because all of a sudden many packages appeared.
Yeah, so sure.
To mention what happened in January, we beat the record of innovative package submit package, which used to be 18 in 2016, and now it is 22.
Oh.
This means that next month I will have a lot of work to comment on the innovative packages. but okay. So if you don't remember anything, it's because the site is perfect. I know it's not perfect. There's still a lot of
jobs,
but thanks to many suggestions, improvements, the site has evolved a lot. There is one cool feature to be deployed, it's something that does not exist in any other site, which is to help you to optimize the descriptions of your packages and even to write articles about them. For instance, if you want to attract more users to your package, but you don't know what articles you should know or write about, this new feature will analyze the page of the package and find relevant keywords about things that people are interested, but you may have not yet published an article about it. And once you publish the article, the article itself will attract many more users to your packages because many users are searching about that on Google. And the idea is to give you ideas about what would be the best, the most interesting topics to write about an article. That is a part of a tool that I am developing as for SEO purposes. I mean, search engine optimization, and it has been. I have not implemented it. I just implemented a small prototype that is functional, and I gave it to some beta testers, not of the PHP classes, but of the tool itself.
Mm-hmm.
And they are able to optimize pages to make get much more traffic from Google. And people are crazy about it because every day they want to optimize a new page in their sites because they start getting a lot of more traffic. But okay, if you don't remember anything, you may tell me later. Anyway, I'd like to thank you for this interview. Just to finalize, is there any question or anything you'd like to say that I did not ask or did not have the opportunity to mention it before? What would be your final remarks?
Well, long life to PHP classes.
And to you, of course. And to PHP, of course. All the people that love the site, or even those that hate, I don't know why, but there are some. I think it's fair to wish long life to everybody. So with this, I'd like to thank you with your participation. Hope to see you.
Thanks.
Submit you more great packages. I'm sure you appreciate. If the interface of the blog article submission system is not good enough, I think you can expect great improvements there, because actually I want that to myself. but you can expect that soon. So with that, we conclude this interview. Thank you again for your participation, and congratulations for your great elephant.
Yes.
You may wave to it and wish that he arrives soon to you. So with this, we conclude this interview on my behalf. That is all for now. Bye.
Bye.